Good morning. Welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN, 932 on the program. And we shift gears, still on the education theme here, but some different guests joining us here via Zoom here this morning. We have from the Manhattan Public Library, Maddie Ogle, and we have USD 3-3 Library Services Director Lucas Lockmiller and Anthony Middle School Library Media Specialist Melanie Borer joining us here. They're going to be discussing a new partnership that expands access to ebooks and digital audiobooks for students. And Maddie, tell us, we heard about this last week, got some information about it, but for those maybe might have missed it, explain kind of how this is working.
Yeah, so this is actually going to be a collaboration with the library's existing resources. So the library offers Sunflower eLibrary through OverDrive and uses the Libby app. And so it kind of merges different platforms into one to create one app that is called the Sora Reading App. And so it is something that the schools can put on their devices. And the nice thing is, instead of having a student account at their library and then having a library account, it actually merges those and allows them to just have their student login as their ability to use these resources. And the bonus is, you know, for the partnership, the school doesn't take on too much of a financial impact, just as they're coming from a portion of the resources will be from library ebooks and whatnot. But yeah, super neat opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought so too when I saw it last week, and we pushed out a story on that. And Melanie, can you talk a little bit about why this fits in so well at Anthony Middle School?
Sure thing. So coming off of a really weird school year, 2020-2021, the position that I was in last year, the students weren't actually able to have physical books in their hand. So I sought out a lot of different ebook apps, and Sora was one of the ones that I was really excited about. So when I came to Anthony, I really wanted to continue that because it's so easy for the kids, because they already have an iPad in their hands, to pick up the iPad, to read something, to explore new things, to learn new things. And so I explored the opportunity, and here we are at Anthony with this new app. I already have, actually, we haven't officially pushed the app out, and I already have students who are interested and who have figured out how to log in. So they're excited too. And it's just an incredible opportunity for students to have more than what they currently have in our physical library.
So there's ebooks on there. I imagine it goes a little bit further beyond that. There's probably some other things that they can access.
Yeah, we have ebooks, we have audiobooks, and we have e-read-alongs, which kind of combines the audiobook and the ebook experience.
And this probably helped them out a lot in, you know, certain projects they're working on, research.
Absolutely. It makes it easier for teachers if they're teaching a whole book unit. They don't have to have the physical books that can get left behind at home or in a locker. They just pull out their iPads and they have it. They're all on the same page. They're all ready to go. They can even, you know, do their work screen share. So they have both things pulled up at once. So it just makes it really, really easy for everyone.
All right. Lucas, you know, we had some folks asking us last week. You probably saw on our social media. I don't know, but
I did.
Oh, so it's happening at Anthony Middle School. Why not the other school, Eisenhower?
Well, you know, one thing that, you know, I've been with the district now for 10 years, and the district always likes to be, I would say, fiscally responsible with taxpayer monies and everything else. And so rarely do we launch a program like district-wide without doing some sort of investigation, proof of concept, or even a pilot. And so Melanie is our new librarian at Anthony Middle School last year. She came to us from a certain town down the road that we won't mention, that may or may not have beaten our team in basketball last night. And when she approached me about the idea of looking at a unified ebook platform, I was like, you know what? This is something that we as a district have been thinking about for a while. And all of our libraries have kind of dipped their toes in ebooks, but there's varying research out there about how kids, you know, some kids still just prefer that physical book. And so rather than going just full head on into an ebook program, we were looking at some sort of a pilot. And when Melanie approached me about it, it seemed like a logical choice. And so, and we already, the 383 libraries already have a strong partnership with Manhattan Public Library. We collaborate on a lot of different things. And so now that we can potentially offer this, we want to try that. But again, the focus word here is try. You know, we didn't want to significantly make an investment to a resource that's not going to be used. And we, and with Melanie on board and Melanie wanting to do it, was we saw an opportunity. And that's why we're going that route. We've worked with Manhattan Public Library before. We worked with SORA, and we have laid the foundations to go district wide if the program is a success. But it's just, we want to see how well it does at Anthony first before lack of a better term, flipping the switch and going at a larger scope, I should say.
Okay, very good. Well, and that makes sense, absolutely. And is there a time period for how long you'll measure this for? Like 6 months? Are we looking at a year?
Well, so, I mean, Melanie, we're just getting it online momentarily. You heard Melanie's, there's already some groundswell without even, you know, really pushing the app out. So in my mind, I think, you know, March is going to be a good time because we're going to have a spring break. And if students want to be able to take some physical and digital copies home over the break, I think that'll be good. And I think we look how it goes through the end of the year. And if we see a significant use of the product, then we can work that into our deployment next year and see how far we go, how wide we can reach.
All right. Well, it sounds like a great program. And obviously, I haven't been in school for a while, so I don't know. We didn't have ebooks when I was, maybe in their infancy when I was in high school, but I imagine kids today, Melanie, probably this is something they prefer almost to regular books.
Oh yeah. I get asked constantly, well, can I just put this on my iPad? Like, why do I have to hold this book and flip the pages? And for us, you know, it's kind of a nostalgic thing, but you know, kids these days.
Well, it's certainly an interesting thing. And I see that, Maddie, it looks like this SORA app has gotten some pretty prominent recognition in the past here. I think it was named one of Time's best inventions even. So, I mean, it's
good thing. It's a good thing. Excuse me. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that is really cool about this is that technically, even without the SORA app, as long as students have a library card at this point, they can still access these same resources. It just is not going to be centralized into that one app. So, you know, you look at it and you may say, well, why not the whole district? But technically, if you have a library card, you can technically get use of all these resources. So not a bad thing at all. We're definitely excited to see what the outcome is. I will say one benefit to the SORA app, and correct me if I'm wrong, Melanie, is that the content is actually filtered for the students. So it only filters out to their grade level, which just may help with focusing more on things that would be useful to them at that time. So that could be a benefit.
Yeah, that's totally correct. They will only be able to see children and young adult books. They will not be able to access any adult content at all.
And that probably gives parents a little bit of peace of mind that, you know, they're seeing age-appropriate things that, you know, they would want them to see in school and not things they wouldn't want them to see.
Absolutely.
All right. Is there anything else we haven't touched on here that you guys think would be important for the public to know?
I'm just really excited that it provides a lot of equity for our school because, you know, we serve kids in Manhattan and also in Ogden, and there's not a public library in Ogden, and it can be really difficult for some kids to get transportation to the public library, and this eliminates that need. So I'm just really excited for the potential for all students to access the same material and to have books available at their fingertips.
That's a very good point. Lucas, did you have anything else?
And you know, and again, I have a lot of love for Manhattan Public Library, my librarians as well. And so anything that we can do to increase the partnership, I'm all for. This is just one of those deals where, you know, between 383 libraries and MPL libraries, we kind of have this agreement that, you know, like we take care of each other's students' library needs at the off times. You know, like our kids when they go home for winter break or summer break. You know, we offer some summer program that includes libraries, but by and large, Manhattan Public Library, you know, gets our kids. And then, you know, and the reverse is true too. Like if our kids can't get to the MPL library, they have all of our libraries access as well. And so we just, this, it's just another shared partnership. It's another shared content. And it's just something that we're really excited about. But, you know, like any project, we want to make sure we do it right. So we do a pilot, we see how it goes. If it goes great, then we look at a much wider reach and a much wider launch. And that's all we're really trying to do, is we want to do it right. We want to do right by the kids.
Absolutely. Well, Maddie, while I have you here, I might just ask real quick, how's that construction going on inside the library at the circulation desk?
Well, you got me on a good day, because it's done.
Is it?
It's done. It looks amazing. And the best part is, and if you go to our Facebook page, you'll actually see a little glimpse of it, but the new automated material handling unit is in, and the glass wall is around it. And so I kind of went a little nostalgic yesterday. But as a kid, I always went to Krispy Kreme and watched the donuts go through. Yes. And so this kind of reminds me of that, where you're looking through the window and you're like watching the book go through the whole process of you putting it in the return slot, it going into the bins. So I know that it's not donuts. I understand that. But it is really cool to see. And we're hoping that people can help us name the machine, because it just is a big focal point when you walk into the library now. And then you get a look at the circulation desk, and it's just, it's beautiful. So yeah, we're very thankful that it did come together and still on the same construction timeline that we were planning for. So stop on in, give us a name for our new machine, and, you know, watch through the window. Once again, no donuts provided, but you get to have a fun experience.
Yeah, I will say that the 383 librarians now want to have a field trip to the Manhattan Public Library to see this machine in action. And there's even been a couple of librarians that have asked me, like, can we get one of those in our libraries? And I'm like, I just don't really feel like we have the space to give up to do that, as much as I appreciate the awesomeness of the of course.
All right.
So,
well, good stuff. Thank you for informing us a little bit more on this great new partnership. And if people have questions, Melanie, how can they get a hold of you at the middle school?
My email is on the district page. You can look me up, Melanie Bohr. Feel free to shoot me an email.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thank you for being here, Lucas Lockmiller, Melanie Bohr, and Maddie Ogle. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hi, y'all.
Stay tuned, and Focus will continue after this on News Radio KMAN 930.